Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A Harris County Salary Grievance Committee has recommended a 30% salary increase for County Treasurer Carla Wyatt. But News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says county commissioners are actively vowing to eliminate her position.
County Treasurer Carla Wyatt currently makes just over $139,000 a year. On Thursday, Wyatt asked the committee to more than double her current salary.
And again, as I appear before you today, I'm asking for an increase of my salary to $305, just like the other countywide elected officials, and I don't intend to be disrespected.
The grievance committee instead voted to raise her pay by $40,000. The recommendation will go before a commissioner's court, which has the final say on salary disputes. But commissioners voted earlier this year to make it a legislative priority to dissolve Wyatt's office. Wyatt is actively facing a DWI charge in Galveston County. She was arrested in May just weeks after a grand jury declined to indict her on a separate burglary charge. Wyatt did not immediately return a request for comment. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Immigration advocates say a mother and her two children who met immigration standards were arrested and held at a holding facility in Dilley, Texas for 58 days. Lauren Villagran was with the nonprofit news organization, the Marshall Project, discussed the case on the Texas Standard.
So at Dilley, parents are detained with their children. So this particular family, there was a daughter who was 11, a son who was 14. Houston-based immigration judge Saul Greenstein ordered them deported. He warned the mom and said the appeals process could take 3 to 6 months. She took that to mean that her kids would stay in detention all that time, and so she elected to go home.
Villagran says complicating the matter is the replacement of the Galveston-Houston Immigration Project with the Burke Law Firm. That's a group she says has little experience representing immigrants. The Burke firm has since withdrawn from consideration for a federal contract. Galveston County law enforcement busted an alleged drug operation located in walking distance to a middle school. Here's our Juliana Washburn.
Law enforcement says, among other drugs and alcohol, they seized fentanyl pills, over 4 pounds of marijuana, and 45 bottles of liquor at a Texas City home this week. Galveston Police Chief Doug Bally alleges Jameel McDonald was selling the drugs and alcohol to minors.
This person was peddling poison to our kids, peddling poison in your community, and giving everyone the ability to pay for it with a credit card.
Officers say McDonald faces 2 felony drug charges with a combined bond set at $2 million. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
And Houston police are investigating after a body was found yesterday at a Southeast Houston middle school. HISD says an employee at Attucks Middle School found the body in a remote area of campus during routine maintenance. The district says the incident is not related to the school and